Good evening. Today is March 31st, 2026, Tuesday. This is a regular meeting of the Derby Board of Apportionment and Taxation. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:06 p.m. Can we stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
Like
of the United States of
the
America
United
and
States of
to
America,
the
into the republic
republic
for
for
which it
which it
stands,
stands,
one
indivisible, nation,
nation, under God,
under
and
God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
can we get a roll call, please?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Mr.
He's on his way.
Borelli?
He's on his way. He didn't
Mr.
get here yet.
Thank you. Mr. Roche?
Present.
Ms. Colleen Germain Dizzo?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
He's excused.
Ms. Mancini Wright?
Here.
Mancini Wright?
Present.
Ms. Pirelli Silkoff?
Present.
Ms. Patel?
Present.
Mr. Silkoff?
Present.
Ms. Simon?
Present.
Ms. Wobno?
Present.
You have a quorum, Madam Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda. There are no changes. Item number five, public portion. Would anybody from the public wish to speak? Would anybody from the public wish to speak? And third and final, would anybody from the public wish to speak? Public portion is now closed. Item number six, resolution of the 2025 Capital Plan Program. It's resolution number 260312-1, dated March 11th, 2026. This is the same that was adopted by the Board of Aldermen. Okay, can I have a motion to move to adopt the resolution entitled 2025 Capital Plan Program, resolution number 260312-1, dated March 11th, 2026, and incorporate its entire text into the minutes of the meeting? Is there a motion on the floor?
Tina, I'll motion.
Motion made by Tina. Is there a second? Jennifer.
Laura, I'll second.
Okay, seconded by Laura. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven, the 2026-2027 budget update from the Finance Director.
All right. Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Hall, the Finance Director, City of Derby. All right, so we've had a few of these updates. There hasn't been too much that's changed recently. We did talk about last week some of the changes between where we were at with the mayor's presentation versus where we're at now. We were able to claw back and find some savings in order to bring down, what the estimated tax increase is going to be for, the average Derby resident whose assessment value went up 60%. So that's now at 0.75%, so less than 1% from the 1.4% that we were talking about before. This was mainly driven by the adjustment for the health insurance. We got some updates from the state plan. They think the increase is going to be smaller than what they had originally predicted. So we baked that in. As I cautioned last week, that just assumes that everybody stays the same. They all stay in the same plans, and this just goes up the 11.5%. Obviously, there could be some risk with mix. Some folks that weren't taking the, insurance may take it. People may go from single to family, may go the other way from
Hello?
single. So, it's still an estimate, but I still at this point feel comfortable going with the increase that they recommended, and then assuming that everybody sort of stays in the same buckets. The other update was, we had some additional revenues for pilot programs related to the telephone access lines. More or less, the state determines based on some of these telecom companies how much they have to pay all the different municipalities throughout the state. Last year we got about 85,000, so we're modeling off of last year's number, and bringing that up from 22,000 before. Offsetting it was just some additional utilities that we expect between heating and oil and electricity. City was in a kind of a fixed rate plan for many years that is coming due, so we're going to have to renegotiate that, and this is not a great time to be trying to renegotiate electricity prices. So we did put a little bit of extra cushion in there, as we expected to be some sort of a hit, as well as with the heating and gas oil. So
And Brian, I think we discussed last time. Last time we kind of went over it with a micro looking glass. This time I did go through, and I was hoping that we could go page by page. I know I have some questions. I don't know if any of the board had their own questions or indeed were also questioning certain items. So I was hoping we could go through those now. And then definitely as we go through each department, if you had anything else you wanted to make sure we were aware of or information to give, that would be helpful.
sure, of course. I'll skip over the revenues. I'm assuming we wanted to really just focus on the expenses this
Correct.
week. We'll start with the mayor's department 4109 on the first page. Just to align everybody on the format, right? We have the original 25-26 budget, the revised budget, which would incorporate in any transfers or that were approved by this board and adjusted. Really here more for reference than anything. A lot of the budget favorable variance columns are based on that original budget, and then we have the 26-27 proposed budget. And as you keep moving to the right of the page, you've got 24-25 estimate, 25-26 estimates, and then the proposed budget. So that's the same number in both columns, but you're just comparing it to the last budget that we drafted versus, where are we thinking this year is looking like, and what happened in 24. So, all really just data points for everyone as they're working through this.
Madam Chair, just to the record to reflect that, Mr. Borelli entered the meeting room here at 6:14.
Thank you. Okay,
So
just one of the line items in the mayor's department. If I'm looking at reimbursable expenses, a couple things. One, I thought there was talk, and definitely correct me, maybe I'm confused, of kind of like placing all expense line items into kind of a bucket list. But if I'm looking at reimbursable expense, that went up to 5,000 this year, even though, the end of February, we've only expended 1,040. Just curious, why is that?
So we did this just to really better label the particular expense. So right now, I think it's also referred to as the mayor's expense account, as it's been referred to in the past. It's always been $5,000. As you see, we're currently at about 3,400 spent. I do fully expect the mayor to spend the 5,000. But truth be told, it is more of a reimbursable expense account. The mayor has to submit his receipts, and then he gets reimbursed. So we just felt that that's a more appropriate line item. And then we moved basically everything else into office supplies, because at that point, the 1200, the 750, and the 1000, which adds up to 2950, generally speaking, was being used for office supplies. So that's kind of the geography mix for the mayor's department.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Does anybody else have any questions on the mayor's budget? That department. Okay, then moving down to financial administration, if I look at okay, so it's the revised budget of 40, where was I looking? Okay, I think the payroll outsource fee, and I think I might have asked you this last time. I know there is discussions with the Shared Services Committee of looking to use shared services between the city and the Board of Ed, most especially for HR, but finance as well. And is this one of the line items that could potentially see a change based on recommendations from that committee?
Yeah, it could, essentially we would probably do the same thing. Right now we do this for the WPCA, so 65,000 of salaries is allocated to the WPCA. We put it in finance administration, but really it's also the tax office is the big part of it as well, between my time, my team's time, but also the tax office. They do a ton of work for the WPCA. So really those different functions, we allocate the 65,000. So yeah, we would do something similar if the Board of Ed decided they wanted to do that. Likely the expense would come off of their books, and then we would allocate a number to them. So we'd basically reduce the expense on the city's books and then increase it on their end. But likely their increase is going to be far less than what they would be if they were to staff, these departments separately.
And payroll outsource fee, has there been any consideration or is it worth consideration of kind of maybe using a shared service to, eliminate not only the payroll outsource fee, but, in each and every department, it seems like there's, a finance aspect.
Yeah, I think the payroll outsource, our outsource provider, is a much easier change to try to implement from a shared services standpoint. Obviously, there's two different payroll providers, and picking one would make a lot of sense. As far as some of the staffing goes, I think that's where it can get, more difficult, quite honestly, as far as making those type of changes and trying to merge, what's effectively a couple different unions and businesses. Probably be a lot easier and cleaner to focus on things like the vendors, right? Because in theory, the two payroll people could both be using the same software, and there would be no effect to any of any staffing levels. And then the two payroll people could report into one the same, boss, if you will. So more than likely, that's probably a much easier solution to try to implement and get approved between the two boards. Then you can avoid all of the union and any kind of contracts, negotiation, and then just leave it with the finance leader to decide how to best optimize the software that's being utilized by the teams.
Okay. That's all I had for finance. Does anybody ever else have any questions? Okay, on finance, I didn't have anything. Moving down to tax assessor, the reevaluation, I know there was 90,000 in the budget for this year, and I know there's nothing budgeted for next year. Is that because it's a one and done? All the bills, everything is going to come out. We'll be totally finished with that process.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, I'm still working through some of the phase in and the potential, if there's going to be any ongoing costs as far as kind of maintaining the data and making sure that over the next 5 years as we do phase in that revaluation. But I'm hopeful that, we supplied them with an extra computer, and that's probably it. But we are also talking to our vendor, QDS, to see about some additional safeguards on their side as far as keeping the data to make sure that as updates get made, right, you're more or less making them to two systems. You got to make it to the overall, and then you got to adjust it for what the phase in portion is, and making sure that that doesn't get screwed up along the next few years is really important and critical. So I don't think it's any kind of material cost, but it is still something that we're working through.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions on that department? Okay. On tax collector, we did have we did put in an increase. It was 500. This year we are proposing 1500. At the end of February, it seems like we've already expended 1310. One, I'm wondering why such an increase, and two, is that going to be enough?
Yeah, so the increase is, now that we are kind of fully staffed in the tax office, we have been sending both the tax collector and the assistant tax collector some classes. You know, the tax collector has to go to classes in order to maintain their certifications. I think it's great that the assistant tax collectors also are showing an interest and want to take classes and potentially be prepared to maybe become that tax collector one day. It's always great to have bench strength and folks in that office that, know a little bit more than just how to, collect the bill and enter it into the system. So we have been doing that, and that is why it's a little bit higher year to date. And we expect to continue doing that next year, but I think we can stay within that budget range. You know, and we did try to move some things around to offset it, as far as some of the temporary wages and things go, but there just wasn't a lot of money in this account to do anything with. So, and like I said, there is a chunk of money that comes out of that in-kind services. Part of going up 5,000 from 60,000 is really because of all that extra work that is done in that tax office, which I'm very happy with, like I said, especially on the WPCA side. So.
Okay. Anyone have any questions? Okay. On tax refunds, there was 45,000 last year in the revised budget. This year again, we're proposing 45,000, but already to date we've expended 86,469.
Yeah, so this again happened. Unfortunately, there's some folks, one person really paid a ton of extra money that they shouldn't have, right? And then had to get a refund. So it's a little bit out of our control how many people, we're putting some things on the website to try to let people know that things get posted, may take a day or two so that they don't go in there and just pay a bunch of times. But that's what can trigger some additional refunds. In theory, you'll get it on the other side as far as the revenue goes. So I was really even talking with my team a little bit about, why are we going to have this here? Why is this
confusing?
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. I think it's it's some good visibility, and the board has to approve them anyway. So it's not as if, that would change or anything. But I don't know that this board really needs to have that as a line item that they need to be reviewing. So I'll continue to look into that. I mean, it wouldn't be a pickup or anything. It would just be a geography. I would, reduce the revenue and take it off the sheet.
Okay. And then on treasurer, it seems like there's an extensive, significant increase. We're budgeting 57,000 for next year, but this year already we've expended 93,623.
Yeah, and that's all refunds, right? So that's just what we talked about. So we're already at the 86,000 on refunds.
Okay, so that would be under that column too, because it's listed in tax refunds as, like, I thought that's what we were talking about. But then in the next line item, okay.
Now, those are the only two things. Yeah, those are the only two items in the treasurer department is the 12,000 that we, you know, pay the treasurer, and then any tax refunds.
Okay. Any other questions by? Okay, I don't have any for legal. So I am going to move down to human resources. And again, I know shared services, this is one of the departments that they're definitely looking at the possibility of sharing between both the Board of Ed and the city. So could it be that based on recommendations by the Shared Services Committee that this is this number changes?
Yeah, it could if the committee is going to act, you know, in a timely manner, or even if they act after the budget's struck, we could do a revised budget like we do for other things and make an adjustment for sure. I mean, it obviously wouldn't be in time to affect the mill rate, but it would either free up some money to do other things. We could take it to the general fund balance. And then obviously we would have the ability going forward to adjust the mill rate in the next budget cycle.
Okay, thank you. For managed services, and I'm sorry, I'm going down to information technology. If anybody has any questions, jump in. On managed services, we had a $115,000 budget line item, and this year we're proposing $145,000. Why such an increase?
So we did a lot of upgrades at the police station as far as their systems after their last breach. And all of those expenses are now going to funnel through this department, right? We've consolidated vendors, continuing to consolidate vendors. And then all the, like you said, any kind of upgrades or software that needs to be installed is going to be part of this budget. So it's, you know, really when we did it, that the police didn't have it in their budget to cover everything. So it was just something that we thought, you know, we have to absorb this. We have to do this. I'll keep track of it and manage it, go forward.
Okay, and I'm just curious. So if I turn to the police budget, is that why for computer maintenance, like, does that have anything to do with the fact that that's zero budgeted for this next fiscal year or no?
Yeah, I believe Deputy Chief Grogan did bring down his line item because I told him I was taking over. I just think what we went up was a lot more than what they were coming down. And they still do have to cover some IT expenses. Until we get to the, you know, the next gen platform, there's still a legacy vendor that they use for their dispatch software. So that they will have some expenses that run through their departments, but like you say, we're trying to migrate all of it really more toward a centralized department that's run by the city.
Okay, do we have any idea of when the next gen system is going to be up and running?
June is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, Brian Grogan, I'm just going to chime in quick. They're working in on next gen right now. They're working in the background. We're still tracking, hopefully, the end of June.
Yeah, and Brian, we're right about the computer maintenance coming down to 36,000. That was to really just put it back into this IT bucket so that I can, you know, just pay the bills out of that department and then you don't have to handle it, correct?
Correct. Yeah, there still are reoccurring costs that we're going to have with NextGen. There's monthly charge for support and on-call fees and stuff like that. Should be cheaper than the platform that we're on now.
Yeah. But now those fees will get paid out of this department as opposed to his department. But yeah, if everything goes in June, then we should be good for next year's budget, and that's why it was mostly cleared out. So we'll keep an eye on it. But
okay. And thank you, Chief. I appreciate the input. Are you going to stay on?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay. On so the information technology line item. Okay, that's the total. Never mind. Okay. Okay, Registrar of Voters, just curious, for overtime, I know we're allocating 2,000, but this year through February was only 158 expended.
Yeah, I think, I mean, Louise is actually on, so I don't know, Louise, you want to speak to it or not, but perhaps some of this has been hitting regular wages, but or we just have
the overtime is connected to the elections.
I'm sorry, Louise.
The overtime is connected to the elections.
Okay, so like when we had the runoff vote, right? That would kind of where right. Something like that would hit.
Right.
Okay, so it's probably a little more contingency in case something unexpected like that happens.
Right.
Okay, and for the regular wages of Registrar of Voters, this year we're budgeting 26,242, but this year through February we only expended 11,932.
Yeah, a lot of them are paid quarterly.
We only get paid twice a year.
Yeah, or twice a year. Okay. They're not paid monthly, so okay. Not quite linear.
Thank you.
Then obviously we also put in some money for a primary, which we didn't have to have this year. We'll see, but
okay,
it's in there.
And then on elections, we're budgeting 13,000, but on that we've already expended 13,527. Why are we budgeting for less than we've already?
Louise was going to cut back on some of the staffing in the next election cycle.
Okay.
Will be all right cutting back?
Yes, I think we'll be okay.
Okay, just curious on probate court. We're proposing zero. We've used zero. I'm sorry. We've budgeted 6,000, but we've not expended any money.
Yeah, I think what happened is it ended up getting doubled up in 24, 25. That's why it was close to 12,000. So we may not hit that this year, but it's not going away. So.
Okay. Okay. Chief, are you still on? Chief Grogan?
Muted. You're muted, Chief.
Chief Grogan?
Sorry, I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you. I'm glad you're on. Yep. When I was looking through the budget, I thought last year during the presentation of the police budget, one of the reasons for the significant amount of overtime was due to the vacancy that existed in your department. But it's my understanding, and definitely correct me if I'm wrong, that position was filled. So I'm wondering if Now that you're fully staffed, there might be, could be consideration of maybe reducing that line item.
Yeah, we actually went up last year because for about 10 years it was always static at, I believe, 365 or 345. And as time has passed and contractual increases and stuff, we needed to bump that up. We're actually not full staffed. We're currently have three people just coming off FTO now, so that'll backfill the vacancies that are there. We have one opening, and then Chief Todd is retiring in June, so we're actually in the process of hiring now, so we'll be chasing two for about the next 6 months.
Okay, thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Okay. And then on general supplies, we are budgeting 21,800. But for this year, we've already expended 31,204. So I'm wondering just why we're budgeting for less than we've already used this year.
Yeah, I believe, Bri, I think that's where when we got the grant for the drone, we pushed that through there. It shows there. I believe there's something in finance will correct it, but we're not over on our end. It's just that the drone was 20, I believe $24,000, which we had a grant for, and we had to process it through the finance department. And I believe that's definitely where it came out of, though.
Yeah, and you'll see the revised budget is up from 21.8 to 46.5. So there was a meeting where we did approve additional monies for that drone. I don't know, maybe general supplies wasn't exactly the right bucket for it to hit. But at the end of the day, the fact that that revised budget's up that amount is really why we're up so much year to date.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I'm talking.
All right, thanks, Chief. That's all I got. And Brian, I was hoping that you could walk us through with the fire department on, and you did help me out a little bit prior to the meeting, but I'm hoping that you could walk through maybe for residents that may be listening. So in last week's packet, we did receive kind of like a bucket listing of what the utilities would be. So if I'm looking at a fire, they have a revised our proposed budget of 415,484. Last year's budget was 473,984. When I'm looking at the allocation according to the sheet, the geography bucket, fire had a utilities cost total of 40,400. Can you walk us through how the geography works with the 40,400 in reducing the budget? So, to identify that it's flatline. Actually, I think fire is, they came in at under budget.
Yes, correct. Right. So obviously the numbers are the same for the first two buckets because nothing changed. We ended up increasing, as you'll see on that utility sheet, in the 25-26 budget to the 25-26 budget was 47,400. So I think you referenced where we thought we were going to land this year, but truthfully, we're working off of to do this math. You're looking at the 47,400 in the 25-26 budget. If you take the 462,884 minus the 47,400, that gets you to the 415,484 that's in that total line. Now, the 415,484 would be the budget is next year. Okay. However, right, we didn't want everybody to feel like, oh, wow, fire came down $58,500. That's great. Because it didn't, right? 47,400 of it moved into a utilities bucket that's going to be now for the city. But that still does leave 11,100 on an apples to apples basis that it is down year on year from the original budget. As I've said many times, I do have a little bit of concerns with that, but we've already had to come back once this year and ask for more money for things that happen. I think it's going to happen again. But that's how this math works. Okay.
Okay.
And it's similar, I think, for pretty much all of these other buckets. If you focus on that 25, 26 budget column, for the most part, that's the delta between the, actual amount for this year's budget versus a normalized number for including the geography issue.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Okay.
Well, so we're saying they're budgeting down. We're saying they've already come back and asked for more. What do we do when they're budget down and they need to come back? Where is it going to come from?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's when we have to draw on our our working balance account that is in here. It does have there would be enough in there certainly to cover something like that. But you hate to strike a budget where you already know you're dipping into kind of your backup funds. And that's likely what we're going to be doing.
Okay. Okay. I'm on the highway department now. So there was 102,400 budgeted for overtime for this year. Next year, we've increased it to 138,400. I was wondering what the reason for the increase is.
Yes, this was just rebucketing of some expenses. So there was a bucket called special storms, which is 27,000, and there was another bucket called seasonal for 9,000. So that 36,000 is not being budgeted, and it's just being added to the 102,400. So really, we're not actually budgeting any additional overtime. We've just moved around. Combined basically three buckets to one. Those three buckets were really all for overtime. I don't know that it's going to help anyone to identify what was overtime for a storm versus overtime for other things. That's probably what was originally done. Certainly, I will have that information if anybody, wants to better understand that. But more than likely, if this isn't enough, it's going to be because some, big storms were hitting us.
Sure.
And then they'll be here asking for a transfer for that particular reason. But we've been fortunate. I think it's going to be really tight this year on the overtime with all those storms, but I think he's going to be okay. So,
Can you repeat what were the buckets that went into the overtime?
seasonal, it's the fourth bucket down there,
Yep.
51626. And it's special storms 55995. It's 27,000.
Okay.
So that's the 36 right there.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody have any questions? Okay, I think.
Is this a renegotiation year with sanitation?
No, this is the last year of the contract for the sanitation. So this number will be good. Then we'll have to renegotiate and figure out the future.
And just curious, does that come with going out to bid again or? Okay. Community development. Why? So there's no actuals so far this year, no proposed budget.
Yeah, so what I found kind of working through this was the 15,000 was really a double count that I figured out the coding problem within our payroll system and what was doing it, and then I reclassed out the salaries that were in there, and then I moved the matching grant allocation up into the economic development department so that we could just eliminate this entire department go forward. But we're not getting a full 116,000 pickup. You'll see that 100,000 is in a different department, but we are getting about 16,000 pickup for the double count issue that was resolved.
Okay. Moving down to the library, as far as wages, we were looking at 224,230. They are proposing an increase to 230,758, but the actual so far are 114,411. And I'm just wondering, there's 4 months remaining. It seems like we haven't utilized the money that we had in the bucket. Why are we increasing the bucket?
Yeah, so I believe this is really due to some open positions that was there that I think they are now fully staffed on the right as far as the regular staff goes. So I think that's going to get much closer to that 230 now that we've got an actual person in all of the spots. The part-time, I think you could still there's a little bit of flexibility there because it's based on number of hours, right? And so they can toggle that up or down as they need to, but that's kind of more or less been on track. So, I mean, really, I think this issue is just the open position. I think it was the children's librarian that was out for a long time, and now they've replaced that position.
Thank you. Okay, and then on general supplies was 8,000, but this year we're proposing 15,000 when we've only expended 2,929.
Yeah, so we moved a few things, right? Miscellaneous, that 3,500 we moved into general supplies, so that explains half of the increase. Believe equipment and furniture, where did they get moved into? I think it was between equipment and furniture. We also moved into general supplies. But for sure, I know it's geography. I think between those three departments, would explain most of it. Well, more than enough, actually. I think she took a little bit of the difference into savings.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, and Parks and Rec, repairs and maintenance, and I think we talked about this before about it just being geography. This year we're proposing 39,300. This year through February, we've only expended 17,693.
Yeah, no, right. Again, this is some geography. So, we've spent on building supplies almost 16,000, right? So that's gonna get moved in. So overall, like you said, it really is just kind of shifted around into the different buckets. So let's see, there's 12. Yeah, because if you look at building supplies is 22, Whitick Park maintenance is, so let's see, 25, 37. Yeah, so repairs and maintenance went up. That's really going to be Whitick Park. And, oh, isn't it on our geography page? I'm trying to figure it out, but I think like, I thought that was on one of these. So on that departmental geography, it kind of takes through the what moved around into repairs and maintenance to make the 16,200, what moved around from the building and field supplies to get to the 6,200, and then same thing on the building and field supplies and down in Parks and Rec Community Center, yeah, for 4,505.
Okay.
Yeah, so this page is probably your best reference for some of these interdepartmental geography items for repairs and maintenance and office supplies.
Okay. Youth sports.
So youth sports, we just renamed it because it rather than have youth basketball and equipment, we just really called it youth sports. Took what was 6,000 for a budget and now is 5,000.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and then on grounds maintenance, was that another area where we just put it all under repairs and maintenance?
Yep, grounds maintenance rolled into repairs and maintenance, correct? Yep.
Okay. Okay, and I don't believe, is Doc on? No. A question that I would have for Doc, I know when he presented, there was discussion about one of the grants coming in possibly being more than at least they could identify at the time. I would be curious to know if that in if he has any update on the grant funding, and if it would be to the extent where he would feel comfortable in maybe modifying his proposed budget.
I'll relay that to him and hopefully we'll have an answer before next week's meeting.
Okay, thank you.
I also have a question on that. Did we ever get an itemized budget from him? Oh, we did.
He, yeah, he sent. I sent it, he sent it out to our emails. Do you have access to yours?
I don't think I've ever gotten into it.
No, because I know Jimmy doesn't have an email yet either.
Yeah.
So I don't forward it to you. Yeah.
The emails are available. So if for Mr. Borelli and Mr. Silkoff, if you guys just contact us and we'll get you set up with that. It's set up. It's just a you have to access it. But we'll have, so if anybody else is online, any of the members, so you're saying Tina, Jimmy, and Jerry,
The
you.
two new, yeah.
Okay, so I'll ask her to
Actually,
resend that.
well, and I'm just thinking, Jerry, actually, Doc's secretary did ask me for your email, your personal email, because she didn't have a city. So I did s give her your personal. So you might want to check there too.
Yeah.
And the same is true for Jimmy.
But yeah, but I mean, so for the purpose of
Yeah.
FOI, the communication from the city should be,
From the should
so,
you?
and also for those who are, in terms of the rules and FOI and transparency, if the stuff is being sent to the board, it should be sent to the finance office and it should be sent to the town clerk's office so that everybody has access to it and to know, because if it's a detailed budget for the Board of Ed, I suppose more than just, everybody would want to see it or know what it is so they could comment intelligently on it. As difficult as it is for some people to know or follow the rules, I would just suggest that. Thank you.
Okay. And if I'm looking at the youth service programs and the youth service, well, yeah, youth service programs, it seems like that's often a program that is underspent.
It is for sure. I think the challenge with the youth service program is that he gets new funds each year, and they almost carry over in his mind. I mean, they don't really, but the way I kind of sit with him and go through it is, he's kind of got this residual number that he's like, all right, well, I've continued to have this money. Now it flows into the general fund. We still make it available to him each year. He rarely spends it all. And then if he does spend it, then his next year budget would come down. But this year he really didn't, spend as much of it as he didn't spend any of that extra money, let's put it that way, that he didn't get outside of grant money that comes in. So, I've just kind of kept him flat. But you're right, he typically won't spend all this. But he looks at it like, I'm going to spend it eventually. So he likes to be able to see it. Probably deserves its own fund, but I think there's like 20 funds. So I didn't really want to create another fund just for this little bit of money. So typically we'll just leave a little extra money in his budget. He doesn't spend it, and then away we go. But a lot of these are funded by the state. It's like you'll see on the revenue side, a bunch of youth service grants.
Right.
It pays for his entire salary and a lot of the programs that he does.
Okay. That's it. Okay, that is all the questions I have. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to share?
No, nothing really about the budget. I think we've talked a lot about that. I think the audit is done, so I encourage you all to review and read that. I know the Board of Alders have asked that we do a combined session where the auditor will present to both boards about the audit. I think we're tentatively probably scheduling something toward the end of April. I want to get us through our own budget meetings and work. Our auditor is obviously very busy this time of year, so I think the end of April is likely when we'll try to get that scheduled for him to review it. But the information's out there. I've got copies in my office. If anybody wants a hard copy, happy to give it to you. You can take it home and read it at your leisure, but that was all good news.
Did he email it? I saw you emailed me, but I didn't, still didn't get a
He
copy.
still hasn't said it. All right, I'll follow up with him. But like you said, I've got extra copies in my office if anybody
I would
wants one.
like one.
Sure. Okay. I'll grab some before everybody leaves tonight. Hand them out. So that's the audit. And then, then the only other big thing that's going on right now is what you all passed this evening, which was the bond resolution. Obviously, in addition to the referendum piece of it, which we'll probably borrow 2 million from against the 6.5 to pay for some of some of the items. We also have some WPCA money we need to borrow against, and then the road bonds. So it's about a $7 million bond offering that we're looking at. Got to meet with S&P. Hopefully, I think all this good work we've done, may translate into a ratings improvement, which would be amazing. So I'm looking forward to getting that done, and then get this bonding done in mid-May is the target goal. Really don't have much room because the road bands, it's kind of like the short-term notes, are coming due, so we're able to get a month extension, but we got to get it done. So I do appreciate everybody showing up tonight so that we could have quorum and get that passed. We obviously need to get the minutes documented, but we're in good shape. And I'll be very excited when that's behind us. I don't know about refinancing. That's the other thing we were looking at with some of our existing debt. Interest rates have climbed recently with the war and a lot of the uncertainty that's going on. So it's made it less appealing. And quite honestly, you have to kind of be able to justify a certain amount of improvement, or you really can't do the refinancing anyway. It'll be a shame, but we'll see what happens over the next few weeks if interest rates kind of come back down and if we can do it or not.
And what is our bond rating now?
We're double A minus. Sure. We'll get to double A. Not going to bank on triple A yet.
Okay. And I do want to thank you for all your work and your patience in going through the process with us. Your patience with the department heads and establishing all their budgets and helping us all work through the process. I do appreciate your time, and I know I've said it before, but I do believe you made a difference for Derby, definitely coming out of the last administration's kerfuffles. So thank you. We do appreciate it.
Well, and I thank you all for your hard work. I know you spent a lot of time going through this. It's a lot of information. We've had many meetings on it, and it's really important. We've done a good job. We've gotten it almost to a completely, flat budget. Like we talked about, unfortunately, based on the reval, some folks' taxes are going to go up, some are going to go down. But that's really more of the assessment. You were able to make sure that that kind of stayed 50-50 where it would, where it should be, and not incur a bunch of expenses so that it skewed more toward more people are getting taxes than tax increases than less. So I think you've done a wonderful job. I think that's about the best you can hope for. I think if you look around at a lot of the other municipalities and communities, their taxes or their percentage increase is going to be a lot more than 0.75%. So really good work.
Well, and yeah, Jerry, you did come in late, but Brian shared the news that everybody here today, except for me, their taxes are going down. Yeah, I mean, at this table.
Not Ashley, unfortunately. She's the other one, but yeah.
Mark, I think we got a revolt. What is that about?
Chairs, yours are going down the most. You were the
But
big
I
winner.
mean, when you look at, I mean, what we're five here, and four are going down, and even the increase, at least mine, isn't significant. And I think that's helpful because definitely, I think where people were at with the mill rate increase that we had to accept going back 2 years ago, it put a knot in people's stomachs and they can't afford anymore. I think everybody at this table recognizes and realizes it. But I think when you gave us the real numbers, it helps make it more palatable, if that could be such a thing.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, what we just shared is, you know, you have roughly 4,000 residential and condos in Derby, went through the reval. Half of them will have taxes go down, half of them will have taxes increase. The ones that are going down are mostly the single family residential homes in Derby. The ones that are going up are more of the 2, 3, 4, 5 families and condos. So really that's kind of at a high level what's going to happen. You know, Colleen, you have a 2-family, right? So you were one of the ones that go up. But and the mayor has a 2-family and his is going up pretty materially as well. Yeah. So not everyone, and not a single family is going up, fortunately. Town Clerk Garfalo is one of those, and Ashley as well. But so it's not perfect. But, you know, like I said, that in general, if you're at home and just wondering which one do you land in, you know, if you've got a multifamily house or a condo, you're on probably going to be seeing your taxes go up a little bit, and everybody else is likely going to be seeing them going down. But, you know, with the phase in, it's all going to be, you know, small numbers. It's not going to be, you know, oh my God, you know, what's going on? So it's going to be very general on both sides of it, which is the way it should be. You know, nobody was looking for their taxes to drop dramatically, and nobody wants their taxes to increase dramatically. So we'll spread out both sides over the 5-year period.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Moving on to item number 8, adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Jennifer, I motion.
Motion made by Jennifer. Is there a second?
Ashley, I'll second.
Seconded by Ashley. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Meeting is adjourned at 7:08 p.m. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You too. Thank you.